come together.
Thanks for listening to the KC Morning Show.
I would like to take a minute to honor a true classic. This is a book that used to be in every home in the good old days. And I'm not talking about the Bible. I'm talking about the phone book, the yellow pages. I mean, what other book can get you, like, escrow and escorts on the same page?
This past week, a man in Belgium was acquitted on drunk driving charges after it was proven that he has a rare condition in which his body makes its own alcohol. It's called Otto Brewery Syndrome. I also have that, but instead of alcohol, my body makes anxiety. And I am buzzed right now.
Is that the phone?
Telephone!
Yeah, that was the phone.
You guys sound like you're ready for a show.
The phone rang?
You're not supposed to have your phone on. It's always ringing.
Today is National Telephone Day.
And I'm Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
See, that's the problem. You're always on that stupid phone.
You're always on the phone.
Hey, happy National Telephone Day.
Call me.
Bye.
Showtime.
Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, what is going on? Happy Thursday, Kansas City. My name's Hartzell. Hey, happy Thursday to the KC Moanin' Hoes. On the show today, once again joined by our good friend with KC Infertility, Amelia Howard, back on your KC Morning Show. It is National Infertility Awareness Week. KC Infertility once again bringing us their annual convention this Saturday, Johnson County Community College. Incredible work, incredible people. More on that in just a matter of moments. After that, a cold heart beat courtesy of the street beast himself, DJ Die Hard McLean Johnson, back on your KC Morning Show. Rate, review, subscribe, do that thing you do. Kansas City, back in your feeds tomorrow. It is a good day, a damn good day to be a Kansas Cityan. We will see you in the morning. Bye.
If there's one thing that I found is as true as the sunrise, it's that I like being on there with Hartzell.
The KC Morning Show.
Back on your KC Morning Show, she's just the best. Amelia Howard with KC Infertility. It is National Infertility Awareness Week. Every year, Amelia, you come on, you break everything down, you help give resources and support, and also, there's going to be some giveaways. So I don't want to step on the lead. Amelia Howard, my friend, I love you. Welcome back.
Thanks, Hartzell. I love you. Thank you for having me back each and every year to talk about this. It's not always the most fun thing for people to talk about, but it's so important. Like you mentioned, it is the National Infertility Awareness Week, and KC Infertility is a local nonprofit that provides education, support, and community to those individuals and couples struggling with infertility. And 1 in 6 couples will struggle with infertility. And unfortunately, 1 in 4 pregnancies can end in loss. So this happens a lot. We want to provide support and events and community for those going through it. So always happy to be here. Really excited to talk about our conference we have this coming Saturday, April 27th. It's going to be at Johnson County Community College. Folks can register online at kcinfertility.org. And at our conference, we're going to have a variety of speakers talking about different treatment options, adoption experiences. We also have a special guest. Elizabeth Carr is the first baby born via IVF in the United States, is going to be there and share her story, which is pretty unique. And then we also have great giveaways. So if folks come and attend, they could be entered to win $1,000 grant to be used towards treatment or adoption costs, because you know that stuff is not cheap. But you could also win KC Current tickets, tickets to a T-Mobile concert. So lots of good things going on at our conference this Saturday, April 27th.
Oh, I have so many questions, Amelia, because you all are doing like the Lord's work, and this is such an incredible thing. And you know, like on the show, lived experiences, they matter because, you know, we matter, right? And you always break down those numbers to me, and I'm always just blown away. Are these stories, are these numbers, are they being heard more now than when you and I were doing this a few years ago even?
I hope so. I think there's more conversation on a national scale about it. And also, the World Health Organization did change the statistic from 1 in 8 to 1 in 6. So we know this is happening actually more than was previously reported. And with Casey Infertility, we have a lot of folks that do online support. So maybe they're not coming to our monthly peer-led support groups, but they are finding support online. We have close to 2,000 members in our online support group, and that continues to rise. So I think more people are finding support and starting to talk more about their experiences. It took me years to talk about mine after I had started having losses and trouble staying pregnant. But once you start to share with people, you know, and you realize you're not alone, even though you feel so alone. So hopefully conversations like ours will continue to help people come out and talk about it or go to the conference and find that community where maybe you're scared to go, but you know it's important for where you're at in life right now and to have those hard conversations about this experience.
I've got to ask you too, like in this moment we are in with all these f-ing crazy people, the assault on IVF right now. First off, is IVF covered on most insurances? That's my first question.
Well, and it's, you think, okay, pregnancy, it should be this quote unquote easy, natural thing. Well, it's a medical thing and it's a medical phenomenon, and it's not easy and natural for everybody. With insurance, great question. It is hit or miss. A lot of insurance companies do not cover IVF or other forms of treatment because it's seen as quote unquote elective, which don't get me started there. So we have found in our support group and peers sharing, like folks will leave full-time jobs to go work at Starbucks because they get great infertility and treatment support and insurance, or they'll go work at Google, things like that, just to get that infertility insurance support. And I do think the conversation has shifted a lot in the past, you know, 6 months with states making decisions about fertility treatment and about people's decisions that they've made in the past, and then how those decisions are going to be made for them, or hopefully not, in the future as they go through IVF and go through having embryos that they maybe aren't using or needing currently. It's quite a discussion and challenging. And for somebody who, you know, isn't going through it or sees somebody going through it, it's okay to be a part of that conversation and let folks know, like, hey, we see you. Like, we know that this is hard. And we know that this is a crazy time to have to go through infertility treatment or go through any sort of fertility procedure, especially in, you know, those states and areas where folks don't have the decisions that they used to have.
Well, and if you don't mind me asking, and if I'm overstepping, tell me to shut the fuck up, but what are some of those conversations sounding like? Like, how in real time are our folks navigating this on top of they are also trying to have a child?
Well, that's a great question. I think that especially locally with Kansas and Missouri, they're not yet fully affected like some of our states to the south, but having those conversations of they're scared, like, oh my gosh, what if I have to stop my IVF treatments? Like, everything is calendared and scheduled in the IVF experience. And there's fear around what if you have to stop and you've already come so far in this journey that you're being told you may or may not be able to continue medically trying to grow your family. So I think there's some fear among those going through this experience right now, which is completely valid and normal. I'm scared and frustrated for those folks. But there's people that are doing great work. There's a national infertility organization called Resolve, and they do a lot of advocating and lobbying for protecting treatments kind of at this national and statewide level. And so they're in there having conversations with legislatures and representing voices of those going through treatment. So there's good conversation happening at a national level, but on a local level and somebody going through it, it's just scary and adds to the already emotional and already challenging adventure, quote unquote, that is trying to build your family through IVF or through fertility treatments.
Now, I know you used to serve on the board for KC Infertility. Can you just give us maybe a little bit of the background, the origin story? Yeah. You know, how did this community come together?
Yeah, well, I still am the president.
Miss President.
Yes, they haven't let me go, and I haven't left quite yet. So this organization was actually created about 15 years ago from four local moms in waiting, and just they didn't have the support they thought they could find, but they found within each other. So they started a 501c3, reached out to local fertility clinics because there's, you know, maybe half a dozen clinics that specialize in just reproductive endocrinology in IVF or other treatment options, and got on board with them to have a conference. This year will be our 13th annual conference. They also created peer-led monthly support groups, and then they also do fundraising. So when they started the organization, they talked about how expensive adoption and treatment costs are. So they started a grant program. So we've been able to grant out over $100,000 over the last 13 years. Last year, we granted out $30,000 to individuals and couples, whether they had adoption costs, IVF costs, or even just testing costs to kind of see where they're at and what their next steps are. So it came from a place of they wanted community and wanted support and education. If you don't know somebody who's gone through infertility or had to go to a specialist for it, it can be really scary, the unknown. You don't know what you don't know. And so, yeah, we're going on almost 15 years, 13 years for the conference. So we're really excited about that legacy that the four started about 15 years ago.
Oh, that is fantastic. One more time, my friend, let everybody know what they got to do to be there this Saturday, the conference. Real grant money up for grabs. And yes, it's just what you all do is so special. So the floor is yours.
Yes, yes. So be there this Saturday. Like I said, I know it can be scary. The first time I went to my first conference, I went by myself and I didn't really tell anybody, and it changed my life. And I came there and I felt heard and I didn't feel alone. So we want to see you there Saturday, April 27th. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. and it's at Johnson County Community College. Folks can register. It's $20, but that gets you breakfast, lunch, and all these amazing points of engagement and presentation. And you can register at kcinfertility.org.
My friend, I need you to get on your dad's routine, because I see this man like once a week and I feel like I always go too long before I can see you. What's going on here?
Oh my, well, we need to change that. But I know he's already excited about the next wrestling show in May. So that's on the calendar after the conference.
May 10th, Fountain City. It's me, it's Pops, it's Amelia. My friends, make sure that you check this out this weekend. What's the website one more time?
kcinfertility.org.
Appreciate you, Amelia. Love you.
Thanks, Hartzell. Love you, too. Don't say when it's just us. You call it emotion.
Oh, no, but it's just us. They call it emotion. Cause it's the feeling that I'm getting. It's over and it just gets so right. Because I'm missing, still I'm missing. You can catch him at Guy's Dive and Taco Joints May 11th on Equal Parts The Ones and the Twos. DJ Die Hard McLean Johnson.
It's DJ Topsy on the beat.
Go,
You not get on I tell you, my daddy. You too like you, the chill with big boys on the black daddy. There, God is bright. Coffee pills on the iron. Rock will last the giant. That is the whole of my head. It's my bed. You don't tell me, see, man, I see you. Come on, come on, come on, come. If it's not money, don't call me. I want them in my bed, I'm with you.
Oh, I miss you, but no sugar, need look salty. Money can be just for love, no jar. Me my bad one jar, them call on me, until you run off, them I call on me. Them they go body, go body. Until my bad one lay on somebody. No update, but in a place. I think of it, I'm fed by bed, I'm fed by booty.
It's DJ Topsy on the beat.
listening to the KC Morning Show.